Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat. Today I'm going to be talking about the Lionsgate portal and what's going on with the energy and the frequencies around this. As you guys who have been following me know, I will do podcasts based on my energy reports if I feel like there's enough information that it really deserves a podcast instead of just doing, a little Spirit Chat text or a little post in my Facebook groups. And this one, I definitely felt like it deserved a more lengthy explanation, especially for those of you who are sensitive, highly sensitive, or if you're empaths, because you're going to be noticing different effects from this event in your life. And so I thought it was warranted to do a podcast on this. That being said, before I get into it, I did want to remind everybody who's listening, or for those of you who are new listening, that when I mention the Spirit Chat texts, I do a lot of energy reports, especially for people who are sensitive and empaths. And I've been experimenting with doing Spirit Chat texts for just things where I just want to wake up and send you a quick text on what's going on energetically, because I do get a lot of information in my dreams. I get a lot of downloads. My counselor constantly telling me information about, you know, what to send out to you guys and what to be watching for, as well as me just feeling the vibe of the energy and what's shifting. Sometimes they don't warrant a whole podcast. And so I've been experimenting with just when I just want to say, hey, watch out for this, or you might be feeling some of this going on today. I love just being able to send out some short stuff. That would be what a Spirit Chat text is. And I will put the link below for that. But in case that you don't want to click on the link and your phone's handy, what you do is you just text Spirit Chat, one word. I need to make sure that everybody knows this is one word, because people have been doing it like Spirit and Chat, but Spirit Chat, one word. And you just text it to 866-287-5624. And once you text that to me, then you will get on my Spirit Chat text list, and you'll get energy updates through there as well. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about, or I'm going to be talking about the Lionsgate portal. And there's a lot of stuff going on with this, and 8 very important things I feel like you need to know, or that is very beneficial if you are a highly sensitive person. So August 8th is actually the peak of this high frequency cosmic event. That doesn't mean that that's the only time it's coming, it's happening. So for those of you who, as we get through and start talking about what's happening, you might be have been experiencing things as early as from the 26th or even going into the 12th. But the 8th is where the peak of the high frequency happens. And so that day, this day, will be the one that you might feel a lot of this the most, or you might want to take advantage of something that's some things that are going on too as well, because that's a really great day. So this event, what I find very interesting is this event known now to us as the Lionsgate portal has been celebrated for thousands and thousands of years, back to the Mayan days and the Egyptian days, and well, they're still Egyptian days. That's silly. Anyways, but back with the ancient Egyptians, the Mayans, this event has been celebrated. And part of how that the ancient cultures celebrated this date is with the pyramids of Giza. And so that's something that people might not know, if you understand or know about this stuff. That's actually part of the way that they aligned with this date, because this date comes around the Lionsgate portal, and what's happening with this high frequency energy isn't just something that happens like once every 10 years or whatever. It actually happens annually. So annually we have this event that happens, and they felt it important enough to build some pyramids to align with this whole thing, which we'll talk about in a second. But before I kind of get into that and get out of order, we're going to start with one of the first things that you need to know about out of the 8 about the Lion's Gate portal. The Lion's Gate focuses on Sirius. Sirius is a star, if you didn't know that. It's one of the second brightest stars in the sky besides the moon, besides the sun. And most ancient civilizations, or a lot of them, referred to Sirius as the spiritual sun. So the reason that they referred to it that way is, one, it was very bright, and two, it was actually believed in ancient cultures to be a gateway to heaven. They believed that because of its frequency, we could obtain a higher frequency knowledge when it was at its peak, which would be on August 8th. So annually, this Sirius becomes, it's the closest to the Earth, and there's some other stuff that, like, again, I'm kind of getting out of order here, but there's a lot of stuff that happens on the 8th to make this Sirius's peak frequency for Earth. And so that's one of the things. When you learn about the Lion's Gate portal, you're going to hear a lot about Sirius, because it really focuses on the spiritual sun, or it focuses on this star. So that's kind of interesting as you get more into learning more about Sirius. It's also about planetary alignment. And the alignment, like I said before, it starts on July 26th and it ends on August 12th. And what that means when we're talking about the alignment is, it means that Sirius comes into alignment with the sun, the Earth, and Orion's belt during this time frame. So it comes into alignment once a year, and it's a very, it's a very synchronistic event. So the three pyramids of Giza, the three pyramids, a lot of people know that they align with Orion's belt. But during this time frame, Sirius, when it's coming into alignment with the sun, Earth, and Orion's belt, it also aligns with the Great Pyramid. So Sirius aligns with the Great Pyramid, and then the Orion's belt aligns with the other three pyramids. So on the 8th, everything just lines up just like so. The Orion's belt and Sirius, it lines up with all of the pyramids there, or the four pyramids, the pyramids of Giza and the Great Pyramid. Now, if you are interested in any of that type of stuff, and, you know, ancient aliens or whatever, ancient Egypt, any of those things, or just metaphysics in general, you probably have a, like, wow, that's kind of cool, because that is a pretty major thing about how the ancient cultures viewed this time of year. It's a pretty big deal to be building, you know, pyramids that align with these stars, right? And so during this time, people don't tend to have all the knowledge that they had at that time with why that they were aligning and that sort of thing. But they do have some knowledge, which is very important. It's believed, again, to be the spiritual sun. And during its peak, we are going to have access to a higher frequency, which then aligns us with a higher energy and a higher frequency into the spiritual world, spiritual realm, the universal energy, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of stuff going on with the Lion's Gate that dates back a really long time, like thousands of years, where the belief is there about the frequency. So this is nothing new, and it's a really cool event, I think. The Lion's Gate actually signifies rebirth. So Sirius lives in Cancer, and during this time of year, when the sun merges with Sirius in Cancer, so it kind of goes into the same area, that signifies rebirth on an astrological scale. And so when that happens, there's a lot of things that go on in people's life where they might be experiencing a rebirth. And when the sun leaves Cancer and it kind of goes over to, for Leo, where there's more cat energy, which is kind of actually interesting as well. Sirius rises without being blocked by the sun, and that is, it signifies a completion of rebirth and the opening of the Lionsgate portal. So all of that happens around the 8th. When the sun leaves Cancer, Sirius rises, it's not being blocked. That signifies the rebirth is complete, and then the portal then opens. So that's, it's kind of like, I would say, sort of setting your intentions a little bit for something to happen, and then all of a sudden things start happening where the portal opens, that sort of thing. So with rebirth, there's some other things that I'm going to be talking about after this, but with rebirth, there's a lot of things that have happened and can happen in people's lives. I don't like to say it this way, but it reminds me of like when you get the death card in tarot. It also, a lot of times with rebirth, you're kind of letting go of some other stuff, or some other stuff is sort of wilting away and just not existing in your world anymore, which a lot of people relate to the death card in tarot. So, that can be happening in a lot of people's lives right now. Like I said, around that 26th to August 12th, there might be a lot of things that you're shedding out of your life, or a lot of things happening in your life where they're no longer existent. It even can be passing of people. So I've known a few people who have passed during this time, and our family dog actually did as well during this time. We just knew it was time for her to go, and oddly enough, she timed it really well. So it's kind of a letting go of her. So there's also, you know, there's a lot of things where maybe the way that your life was going so far, the way a job was going, a relationship, whatever, that area of it might be, it might be the end of that area or that era of it. I like that. How to word it that way. So it might be the end of an era, but the rebirth of a new era. It doesn't mean maybe the relationship's ending or the job's ending, but it may be new opportunity. It may be just redefining it somehow. But there's a lot of things going on in people's lives right now where you're kind of ending of an era of some sorts and you're beginning another area of another sort. So that's kind of interesting, and it kind of can make you feel a little bit off kilter. For some people, before I get into the next couple ones, for some of us who are really sensitive, because this is such a crazy time with such high frequency energy, it probably can feel something like if you've been picked up by a tornado when you weren't expecting it, and then while you're whirling around and you're trying to make sense of what just happened, like what's going on, and you're starting that, then at the point where you're starting to make sense of it, where you're like, okay, now I'm understanding and this doesn't feel really good and I'm a little nauseous and I'm kind of scared, then you're, next thing you know, you're gently and carefully placed in a very peaceful, cool area. So for those of us who are sensitive, with all the shifts and changes and some of the things that I'm going to be talking about here, and as I'm talking about, like I said, this Lionsgate energy, it really feels like it comes in roaring. Like, that's how I view it. I mean, that's because that's how it feels to me. It feels like this energy just comes in roaring like crazy, just sort of scoops you up into the crazy chaotic energy, maybe shakes up some stuff in your life, messes up a few plans, and just kind of shakes you around. And then it goes, but you know what? Here's why we needed to shake it up, because here's a really great place for you to be. And this is some really cool stuff that, had I not thrown you off kilter and kind of shaken you up some and made you not fight me on what I see as best for you, you know, I couldn't have laid this out for you. So it's almost to me like a distraction, kind of like when, you know, it comes in roaring and just scoops you up. That energy is so distracting that it kind of unfolds some stuff out in front of you while you're being kind of like, whoa, what's happening? You know, that sort of thing. This brings me to number four, because we're covered that it's focusing on Sirius, and it's about, it has a lot to do with the planetary alignment, and, you know, where it's peaking with the planetary alignment, and then the rebirth. With this happening, there's a very high manifestation energy that comes with it. Leo energy, the lion energy, when it's at a high frequency, is very life-giving. It gives birth to things, you know, things of such. It helps it grow. And Sirius has a very powerful manifestation energy behind it anyways. So when you combine the two energies, at its peak, the manifestation energy is just seriously off the charts. It really is just like, on August 8th, we're talking manifestation 3000. Like, this is the time, and even if, let's say you missed the podcast and you're like, oh no, it's like August 10th. Take advantage of the time frame, and really, if I can encourage you out of anything else that you've gotten, whatever, out of this podcast, once you listen to this podcast, if it's anywhere around this time frame, around, you know, before August 12th, around there, take some time after this to really sit down and write out your wants and needs and your desires of what you really want to see rebirthing into your life, what you want to see, you know, Leo or the lion breathing energy into. Like, really sit down. If I was you, close your eyes, just kind of do a short meditation. And for those of you who are like, I can't do meditation, just feel the energy and imagine a lion energy. Imagine lion energy coming from above and really coming through you, and feel aligned with that energy. Just really allow it to soak into your being. And then as you feel that, really think about and tune into what your hopeful desires are, what you truly want in life in the next 6 months or whatever, you know, like the next 2 weeks, the next 6 months. Really connect with that and try not to make it super materialistic. Like, you know, if you're thinking, well, I really wanted this new purse or something, then maybe think something like, I really want to just feel like I have a little bit of cushion and abundance where my money energy is concerned. You know, I want to feel this type of energy. So whenever I'm talking about manifestation, I like everybody to tune into the energy of what they're looking for. If they want, you know, a larger space or larger house or something, you're really wanting more energetic space. You know, I mean, just really tune into what needs that you have and what your desires are. This is a good time to tune into desires and really allow yourself to feel the powerful energy of the lion. Just really connect with that and just write down. And, you know, who cares what you write down, because you don't have to let anybody read it. It can be very personal. You can put it in your purse or your pocket or like a box or whatever, but just allowing that want and desire to come through and sort of write itself down on paper. This is a super good time to really solidify that and to think about it and enjoy it for a minute. Just enjoy going, you know, this is what I really desire. Don't filter it. Don't filter yourself with this. So the high manifestation energy being off the charts right now is like a super huge bonus to it. Like, it's amazing. You couldn't have a better combination here. The other thing, number five, another thing, which sort of ties into this for those of you who are interested in metaphysics and astrology and that sort of thing, is the numerology. With numerology, the number eight is activated. And eight signifies money and power in career, business, and finance. But it is also about balance. So the number 8 signifies balance in the material and immaterial world. So in the spiritual and the physical, which again ties really nicely into the high manifestation energy. So when you're dealing with an activated number, an activated date, you know, it's 8-8. Your numerology number is 8, it's activated, and you have the high manifestation energy. Everything is just synchronizing very nicely to bring in some abundance and some really powerful energy and really help you manifest between the spiritual and the physical worlds, because that's what you're doing when you're dealing with manifesting energy for most people. You're learning to take spiritual energy and you're learning to materialize it in the physical somehow for you, whether it be an event, a relationship, or, and by materialize it, I mean it's something that you can see and feel or experience physically. Doesn't mean it has to be like literally something you can touch, but even if it's an event or a relationship, you see, you still experience it with your physical senses as well. So the number 8 is activated, bringing balance to material and in you know, spiritual and physical worlds. And it also signifies money and power, which is a super combination. We're talking super powerful. During this time of rebirth, I kind of touched upon this a little bit, but you're going to be most likely experiencing shifts and changes where you're letting go of some things. And you have to kind of think outside the box where this is concerned, because I know a lot of people are going through this, but they're going through it in different manners. So a lot of major life events happen around this time. And your shifts and changes could even be, you might be in your perspective, might be in a relationship. It might be in an opportunity, you know, it doesn't always have to be like, something necessarily bad. It's just, it might feel to those of you who are sensitive that something, like I said, has thrown you off kilter for a minute, tornado, right? Thrown you off kilter, but do keep in mind that even though you're feeling shaken or like sort of blindsided or like unexpected things are happening, that you maybe have to address, you don't have much of a choice, then that it's the outcome, it most likely is really on the peaceful, abundant side, because that's what this energy brings. So you might be feeling kind of like it's a double-edged sword, you know, you might be experiencing something that feels upsetting or unsettling or chaotic, but like I said, it's to move you and get you to a more peaceful and abundant place. But usually shifts and changes during this time will be ones that kind of have a stronger impact on your life. And don't think all bad. Like I said, that is not, it's not, this has a really nice, powerful energy behind it, positive energy, but people don't like change and they don't like shifts at all. They're very uncomfortable with them. And if anything shakes you up, then you start going, oh my gosh, this could happen and that could happen. And they start to kind of freak out, right? But a lot of shit, you can't bring really cool stuff into your life without usually changing things. So shifts and changes are a lot of times more positive than they are negative. I think that people just freak when they're fearful and they're like not expecting something and they're sort of off kilter, then they get worried and immediately go to fear, right? So that would be number 6, shifts and changes. Number 7 would be higher frequencies affect the higher chakras. So especially this higher frequency event. So this higher frequency event is going to be affecting the higher chakras. This can make a lot of different things happen when you're sensitive, especially the things that I'm going to be talking about. And I could have broke this down into a lot of different things, you know, into the numbers that I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to categorize it better. And so these are all falling into number 7. So when you start having the higher frequencies affect your chakras, some of the things you can have happen is advancement with your spiritual senses or your gifts. You may notice things all of a sudden becoming clearer. You may notice that synchronicities, that type of things, premonitions, whatever. You may notice that your gifts are heightened. Just are heightened, I guess. Then spiritual dreams. Spiritual dreams can be a huge thing that happens with higher frequencies in your higher chakras. So premonitions may come in your spiritual dreams. You may have more contact with loved ones in your spiritual dreams or the spirit realm in general, spirit guides, angels, all that sort of thing. Spiritual dreams are usually heightened around something like this. The next thing, not just advancement with your spiritual gifts, but you also may have heightened sensitivities. That sometimes comes on a physical level, as well, where you're seeing and sensing more energy. You're just like, especially if you're an empath, heightened sensitivity is really, it's kind of like, it reminds me of, you know, those static electricity balls where it's kind of just doing its own thing. But if you put your hands on it, it's like all crazy. It looks like super a lot of like electricity going on in there. Imagine it like that. You're the ball, and the lion has just put its hands on it and has really heightened all the activity going on in the ball. So you may be receiving more downloads. You may be receiving more information. You may be sensing more energy, especially if you're an empath, with the people around you. You may be more emotionally sensitive. You will probably see more signs and synchronicities. These are all kind of, tie in together, however you want to view it. But heightened sensitivity can feel uncomfortable when you're an empath. And sometimes that also can lead to headaches and or migraines due to the higher activations. So What is really happening when higher frequencies affect the higher chakras is sometimes you can get overload. The frequencies that are coming in, activating the chakras, even high frequencies, sometimes they're just uncomfortable. It's just like I said, you're feeling a big charge or big activation. Again, imagine the static electricity ball. Two hands on it, where you're used to it just doing its own thing. Next thing you know, you got all this crazy energy going on, and it can definitely cause headaches and migraines with stuff like that, because that's where you're being activated around those chakras. So a lot can physically be happening with you. You may be noticing some highs and lows as far as the physical and the sensitivity stuff, advancement, the senses, that lots going on in the dreams that are very spiritual, high vibe type stuff. Of course, that always leaves room for the low vibration stuff, but most of this is going to be high vibe information, heightened sensitivities. You really want to be monitoring yourself with being around others and just not overreacting, and not, you might want to cocoon yourself a little bit if you're feeling super sensitive to everybody. So if you normally feel like you're an empath on a scale of 1 to 10 at a 2 or something, you might be feeling like a number 7 on a 1 to 10 scale during this time. And then the headaches and migraines. The last thing, which again, I sort of touched base upon, was, highly sensitive people, empaths, you may be feeling a lot of anxiety. This is number 8. Because of the connections that empaths have with lunar energy. We're talking lunar energy and, solar energy, the whole universal planetary energy, like on steroids. So it's, again, I keep going back to the static electricity ball, but for empaths, you may not just be feeling it in the upper chakras, like I was just talking about with some just sensitive people. That may feel like your entire bubble. So just really high frequencies. You can, if you're an empath, you're not like I'm going to repeat myself, but it's not just going to be in the upper chakras. You're really probably going to be experiencing it in all of the energy around you, even the stagnant energy, not just with people, because you have that connection with planetary energy, and you have a higher sensitivity at this point in time. So you're probably might be feeling it by what was left, residual energy. So with this heightened frequency in residual energy and people energy and just all this kind of intense energy that's going on, it definitely will be causing some energetic overload, which will cause anxiety. So just to go over the eight things you're going to remember, for you to remember to sum it up, is it focuses on Sirius, the spiritual sun. That's kind of what this is all about. It's about how the planetary alignment is, and how Sirius lines up with the sun, the earth, and Orion's belt. And it's signifying rebirth. It's really a cool thing. It's signifying rebirth and the opening of the Lionsgate portal, which is really intense, high vibe, high frequency energy that is very life-giving, going into the high manifestation energy, number four. So with this high vibe, life frequency, or high frequency, life-giving energy, and combining it with the super powerful manifestation energy, you've got like a double whammy happening, and it is manifestation off the charts, which also aligns with the numerology number eight that's being activated, signifying money, power, that sort of thing, as well as a balance with the material and immaterial world, spiritual and physical, right? But during the time, if you're sensitive of rebirth, you're also going to be experiencing a lot of shifts and changes, and that's where you can feel that whirlwind effect, like it just, the tornado came in and just scooped you up. That's that where that kind of happens. And then on a physical level, you will be noticing or feeling some higher frequencies affecting the higher chakras, and that's where we were talking about the advancements with the gifts of spiritual dreams, heightened sensitivity, receiving more information, signs and synchronicities, but also things like overload and headaches or migraines, which then brings us to empaths who are probably super stoked about this. But it's really cool because even with the overload of energy and the anxiety that you might be getting, empaths are super manifestors. So this is going to be a time where you should really be taking advantage of your gifts. And like I mentioned to you before, when we were talking about the high vibe energy or the manifestation energy, now is the time where you're really, if you don't do it the entire rest of the year, this is when you want to really put down what your desires are. This is when you really want to lay it all out there and just be like, hey, I'm open, universe. Like, let's just do this thing and really connect and feel the lion energy and just enjoy it and soak it in and feel it and vibe with it and just be like, yeah, let's just plan out some cool stuff and see what happens. Like, don't be attached to it. Well, because that's how I teach it. That's how I teach with the manifestation stuff. Don't be necessarily attached to it and like holding every single hope onto it, but just kind of just lay it out there and really just make it, you know, be into the universe by forming the words on paper and really feeling it and vibing with it and just see what happens, because this is really cool stuff happening right now. So anyways, hopefully you found that helpful. Like I said, that was kind of an entire, I felt like it was important to do a longer podcast on this, but it seems like we've had a lot of crazy astrological events going on right now, but that's not a bad thing. So I'm just going to try to keep you up to date as always. So if you enjoyed it, or if you were noticing any of these things, please comment below, because especially like on YouTube and stuff, because I have been, like I mentioned before, I've been trying to stop back, check all your comments in my Facebook group, on YouTube, and I love to hear your feedback. It's been so awesome, and it makes me excited to do the next podcast when I find out that these things are helpful. If you want to make sure that you get in all the little mini updates, you definitely want to do that spirit chat text, one word, at the 866-287-5624. All this information will be below. And if you need to find out how to get in my Keys to Spirit World spirit community or any of that, you just want to go to empowered-empath.com. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.